This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, Wayne Allen Root was on a few weeks ago with his intervention call for President Trump on the deadly vaccines, and that had a huge effect. It got to Trump's ears, and Trump came out sort of criticizing the forced inoculations and the rest of it, and the booster shots. So we'll see what his new news is. He just talked to Trump, I guess, today. It hasn't aired yet. That's coming up next segment. But I got to tell you, this new document, I guarantee you, Owen Schwartz will be covering this in an hour when the war room starts at 3 p.m. Central. And I read the whole thing now during these breaks, and man, is this amazing. It says unsanctioned information is causing terrorism and openly attacks the First Amendment and says Homeland Security's job is to shut up the American people, equating free speech with terrorism. Wow. Because they are planning, they're not planning, they've already done it in June of last year, to declare all opposition to lockdowns and forced inoculations and open borders and election fraud as terrorism. They define that as white supremacism. And they define white supremacism as terrorism. It doesn't need to make sense. It isn't logic. That's how the system is dividing things as it screws over the American people and the people of the world. Just absolutely insane to have this going on. And here it is. Biden DHS declares terrorism threat due to false and misleading narratives and conspiracy theories online. Deep state working tirelessly to criminalize free speech as COVID narrative collapses and freedom convoys spring up across the world. Joe Biden's Department of Homeland Security, DHS, declared a heightened terrorism threat due to several factors, including an online environment filled with false, misleading narratives and conspiracy theories. These are quotes. In other words, any speech or opinions of which DHS doesn't approve is now a terrorism threat. Read the tyrannical DHS National Terrorism Advisory Bulletin for yourself. Released last night, the United States remains in a heightened threat environment fueled by several factors, including an online environment filled with false and misleading narratives. And of course, they tell you what's real and what's not. Like the State Department tells you, you know, that the Russians are going to take a false flag. And conspiracy theories and other forms of mis-, dis-, and malinformation, MDM. Including and or amplified by foreign and domestic threat actors. Domestic threat actors. Oh, my goodness. Not free speech. You're part of that domestic threat actor. Wow. These threat actors seek to exacerbate societal friction. What's the left doing? To sow discord and undermine public trust in government institutions. What's the whole Black Lives Matter Antifa doing? Listen to this. This is exactly what they're doing. Total inversion, total complete projection. These threat actors seek to exacerbate societal friction, to sow discord and undermine public trust in government institutions, to encourage unrest, which could potentially inspire acts of violence, mass casualty attacks, and or acts of targeted violence conducted by lone wolf offenders or lone offenders, a small group acting in the furtherance of ideological beliefs and or personal grievances. So when somebody does something bad and then says they're part of a group, you're all to blame. Classic authoritarianism. While the conditions underlying the heightened threat landscape have not significantly changed over the last year, the convergence of the following factors has increased the volatility, unprecedentability, who's writing this, and complexity of the threat environment. Number one, the proliferation of false and misleading narratives that sow discord or undermine public trust in the government institutions. Not allowed to do that. The government doing bad things didn't discredit itself. You did it. Two, continued calls for violence directed at U.S. critical infrastructure. Well, that's the left cutting off pipelines and burning everything down and saying, turn, you know, get rid of gas engines. Soft targets, mass gatherings. Oh, my gosh. Faith-based institutions that they shut down during the lockdowns, such as churches, synagogues, and mosques. Institutions of higher education, racial and religious minorities, groups, facilities, and personals, including law enforcement and the military. Well, the globalists are purging the military with deadly shots. The media, the perceived ideological opponents, and calls for foreign terrorist organizations attacks the United States. And then it goes on to say, we're going to get to all of it, man. This is just insane. And the worst part is unapproved, unsanctioned narratives. They got a bill introduced to only let approved globalist media be on social media, period. Everything else barred by law. Yep, that's North Korea.
For only 72 hours, our groundbreaking course that helps you break free of the globalist mind control matrix, Reset Wars, Mind Wars, Spirit Wars, is 50% off at ResetWars.com. There has been massive, unprecedented censorship at every level to block this information. The enemy knows it's powerful and wants to keep you in a psychological, spiritual prison. This gives you the tools to break out of that system. This points out the tools that God created and has already given you, but that most people forgot or never discovered. ResetWars.com right now has this course, 7 hours long, for 50% off. And your purchase funds the InfoWar, so it's a 360 win. The only way you fail is not taking action. This is the most important information I've ever put out. It's available exclusively at ResetWars.com for 50% off for 72 hours. ResetWars.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
RootsForAmerica.com. That's his website. This is the Alex Jones Show, fourth hour. Wayne Allen Root. I won't do his whole background in media or the best-selling books he sold or a syndicated radio show. People can find all that at RootsForAmerica.com, Alex Jones, with the attacked and censored InfoWars.com. But he just finished an interview with Trump that hasn't even aired yet. He's got breaking news on that because, unlike a lot of other talk show hosts, Wayne Allen Root has been holding his feet to the fire in a loving way with his intervention about the poison vaccines and more. But he's here with a lot of big announcements and information in the fourth hour. So, Wayne Allen Root, thanks for being here.
Hey, Alex, how are you?
Man, it is a crazy world, brother. It's just seeing it all come true. It's just crazy.
A lot of terrible things happening. But look, I try and stay positive because if you don't try and stay positive, you'll want to kill yourself.
I agree.
So I think it's important we keep everybody uplifted because we're going to have to fight. It's going to be a war, and we got to stay positive and motivated. And when the elections are rigged the way the last one was rigged, I don't know anyone could have any faith that the next one won't be rigged. So just winning at the voting booth, well, the electoral box isn't enough anymore. You can see the way they're attacking us, that, you know, they're coming at us from 1,000 directions. They're all communists. They want to destroy us, censor us, ban us, take us off the air. It's a communist takeover of the United States. I call that since January of 2021. The minute Biden put his hand on the Bible and signed in, I said, this is the start of a communist takeover of the United States.
And by the way, Wayne, you're not just saying that as words. This is really happening. I mean, this is really happening.
And by the way, the thing that I bring to the battle, Alex, besides the fact that I grew up in a very rough neighborhood, you know, I mentioned this on your show before. I was a little runty Jewish kid in an all-Italian rough neighborhood, surrounded by an all-black town, went to an all-black middle school, all-black high school, had to fight, learn how to fight to survive. And I bring that combativeness to the conservative fight, because we are led by weaklings and cowards, people like Mitch McConnell, Kevin McCarthy. They're horrible. They don't know how to fight. So I bring that. And number two, this kid from Malvern, New York, on the Bronx borderline, me, I managed to graduate valedictorian in my class and get accepted at Columbia University, where I attended with my classmate, Barack Hussein Obama. And I bring my understanding of these Ivy League communists who are in charge of America now and what their plan is. Because I saw it from day one for 4 years as a college student at Columbia. I saw it all. I understood what they wanted to do, destroy America. And mostly it was based on their hatred for white people, even though they were all white. They were all white liberals who hated white people. They hated their parents. It's a psychological dysfunction. They're all self-hating, and they've now brought that to government, and they're trying to destroy us because they're so embarrassed and guilty at being born white and rich. Almost everyone I knew at Columbia was filthy, rich, spoiled brats, unlike me. And so I had nothing to be guilty about. But they had everything to be guilty about, and they're trying to take our country down.
Well, it's trying to take over. So I'm excited to be here and hear what you have to break down, because your last big Trump interview was massive. You actually, you know, doing your intervention was a great idea. Got picked up everywhere. What's the big news of the next Trump interview, and when's that going to drop?
Well, first of all, it'll air this afternoon. My TV version of it will take 48 hours. It's being edited now, so tomorrow or the day after. But the radio version is at 3 o'clock West Coast time, 6 o'clock East, on the Wayne Allyn Root Show, Raw and Unfiltered, USA Radio. You can find it at usaradio.com, usaradio.com.
Well, give us a first look. I'm totally said some important things.
Yeah, I took a few notes, Alex. I jogged a few down. Obviously, we talked about the rigged election, but I got off that topic really fast because we all know the election was rigged, and I think people are sick of hearing it. It's totally true, but people want to hear what are we going to do moving forward, and I said that to President Trump.
Exactly. We know the sky's blue. We know they stole the election. We know you're really still president, but what are we going to do about it?
But we got to move forward. So I also talked about getting rid of Mitch McConnell. I think that's news. I was bold enough to say that the Canadian truckers are our heroes. And I asked Trump, I said, you think they're heroes, right? You love them, right? He said, yes. I said, they have toppled their leader for conservatives in Parliament in Canada. They threw him out because he was too wishy-washy. He was like an American rhino, like Mitt Romney or Mitch McConnell. We need to throw out Mitch McConnell. Trump, of course, didn't answer, yes, I want to throw out Mitch McConnell. But he just, I can't even remember the exact way he put it. He made it clear that there's a lot of bad people running the Republican Party. He wouldn't say out loud, I'm going to throw out Mitch McConnell. And that's not his job, obviously. It's our job. We got to get rid of Mitch McConnell. We got to convince all the people that get elected in 2022, November, that every Republican that gets in, when we take over the Senate and the House, we got to overthrow and throw out all the bums who are too weak, too cowardly, and don't think like you and me and your listeners and my viewers and your viewers. And Donald Trump, I mentioned him being Speaker of the House, which I was the first guy in the country to ever bring that idea up, that he'd be Speaker of the House. And a lot of people give me credit, all the media, every time they talk about it, they say Wayne Root asked him about it, but they say Steve Bannon is the one who first brought it up. Not true. Steve Bannon brought it up in February of 2021. I wrote about it in my nationally syndicated column in January of 2021. And I said, Trump should become Speaker of the House and lead and open and lead the investigations, criminal investigations against Biden for everything he's about to do that we know will destroy this country. And so I asked Trump whether he would be willing to be Speaker of the House. I put my foot on his neck again and said, will you be willing to be Speaker of the House? And he didn't say no, which is very interesting. He didn't say no. He said, well, I hope we don't need that. We shouldn't need that. But he wouldn't say no.
That's a really good move because he could easily win a House seat anywhere he wants to do it. And then they would vote him in as the Speaker. That would be amazing.
No, but you don't need to win a House seat. Anybody could be Speaker of the House. After we win, after the Republicans control the House, you can vote in. First of all, you can nominate.
No, but I knew that too. I read your article back when it came out. But I mean, at the same time, he could just run for the Senate or run for the House. I know the Senate's different than the House for Speaker, but that would be, imagine Senator Trump. That's a great leapfrog back into the White House.
But it's clear to me he doesn't want to do that. So I'd rather make it easy for him now. All you have to do instead of running is be nominated for Speaker of the House. And if the new House elects you, that's it.
But have they ever had a Speaker of the House that didn't come out of the House?
I don't believe so. But that doesn't mean, hey, did you ever think they'd elect Donald Trump president? Anything can happen in this world. If you have enough momentum, anything can happen. If you elect enough.
No, I agree. Trump, you're about to take over here in a few minutes. But what else did you ask him? I'm intrigued.
I did a big one here. I went out on a limb. I said that a fan of my show is a businessman who imports antigen COVID tests directly from the manufacturer in China. So he knows the exact cost of the kits. And he knows what Biden just bought, how many he bought, and the price he paid. And he said, Wayne, Biden overpaid by $800 million.
Wow.
And I said to President Trump, you know a crime is involved. You know about
you know that was
Biden.
A deal. Yeah, so Obama got in trouble for Carlos Slim making money off the Obama phones, but this is a great way to catch Biden overpaying massively for the Chi-Coms. Probably, I bet that same company probably bought some of Hunter's paintings.
Right, so you know that there was a finder's fee of $50, $100 million involved with that deal. And I said, maybe it wasn't Biden. Maybe it was Hunter. Maybe it wasn't Hunter. Maybe it was a member of your administration, Mr. Biden. But we all know somebody took a kickback for an
$800. Because they can't help themselves. That's why you do such a great job, Wayne, is you're always ferreting this out. You're going to tell us more of what you talked to Trump about straight ahead. What else are you going to cover?
I'm going to cover what I learned at Columbia, how you overcome the United States, overwhelm the American economy with Cloward Piven and destroy America once and for all. I learned it in class at Columbia, and it's happening right now in front of our very eyes.
That's right. They admit this is Cloward Piven. That's what the Great Reset is. And on our ashes, they have Build Back Better. Wayne Allen Root is on fire as usual. RootForAmerica.com. Find out more. He'll be airing a couple hours his big Trump interview. He takes over the balance of the next 45 minutes. And then Owen Troyer today on the attacked, punished InfoWars.com. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 30 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hosting for this last hour of the Alex Jones Show, hour number four. Thank you for everything you do, Alex, and thank you for inviting me on the show. It's an honor. For those of you who don't know me, I'm based out of Las Vegas, Nevada, originally born and raised in New York, which is why I'm the biggest fan in the world of Donald Trump. I'm a proud New York Jewish Republican businessman who produces reality shows and is married to one of the most gorgeous women in the world. Sound familiar? Me and Trump are like the same person. And so I'm a big fan of President Trump, and I just got through interviewing him on my national radio show, although we did, I hired a camera crew to come in and tape it as well to turn it into a basically a TV interview. But Trump and I go back a long way. I was the opening speaker in seven Trump rallies in Las Vegas, six of them while he was running for President of the United States in 2015 and 16. And then one of them, his very first rally in Vegas as President of the United States. I'm very proud that the Secret Service called me and said, you've been chosen to be the opening speaker by President Trump himself, and we'd like to set up the arrangements. The advance men need to call you and arrange it, and I became the opening speaker for that event as well. So I go back a ways with Trump. I just got married in November, and we're honeymooning in March at Mar-a-Lago, and we are just proud as could be to be in President Trump's home for a honeymoon. Who gets to say that? So I'm a big fan of President Trump, but I'm also, even though I agree with him on 99% of every issue and think he was, they have me on the screen giving a speech for Trump. Even though I agree with him on 99% of every issue and everything he ever did, I disagree with him on one issue, which is vaccines. And I'm probably the first guy in America, along with Alex Jones, to just warn people about this issue. I'm as anti this COVID vaccine as anyone's ever been. Let me make sure you understand, I'm not anti-vaccine. As a kid, I had every vaccine, polio, smallpox, I don't know, name it, whatever you get, diphtheria, I don't know, you name it, I had it, and I'm fine, right? I lived a wonderful life, but I'm not anti-vaccine, I'm anti this vaccine. I knew from day one, don't ask me why, I just am a gut instinct guy, and my gut instinct from day one was, while Donald Trump was bragging about it and saying how great it was, I felt alarm bells were going off. Being from Vegas, I felt neon signs were blinking in bright red. Beware, beware. Don't take this vaccine. Don't listen to the government. Government lies about everything. What did one of my other heroes, Ronald Reagan, say? The nine worst words in the English language, I'm from the government and I'm here to help. And that's what this entire incident of this vaccine, this whole scenario is like right out of Reagan's saying, I'm for the government and I'm here to help. Don't ever listen. Those are the nine worst words. This was what happened. Trump trusted government. He trusted Fauci. He trusted Birx. He trusted all the doctors and all the scientists and the CDC. And that was a giant mistake because they don't have your best interest in mind. I believe they're all bribed and it was all about money. Some people say, including Alex, I believe that it's about depopulation. And that could very well be. But I don't get into that because I don't know anything about that. I'm not around when Bill Gates talks about depopulation or Klaus Schwab. I'm not there. So I don't know about that. I won't discuss that. I know that this is about money and has been from day one about money and power and also taking the election away from President Trump to make sure he wasn't reelected and jamming in mail-in ballots by the millions with no voter ID and ballot harvesting by the millions. Nobody ever checked the drop boxes and steal the election. It was all of that. This is how they rigged and stole the election with COVID. But more importantly, they all knew they'd get rich off COVID, off the vaccines, off stock in the vaccine manufacturers, off stock in the big pharma companies, off stock on the masks. This is how everybody got rich in Washington, D.C. And President Trump missed that. That's the first and only thing he's ever missed. He's brilliant. He's wonderful. I want him back as president. I think he's great. But he just didn't understand one thing ever. He's always ahead of the ball game. Everyone else playing chess while he's playing, is playing checkers while he's playing chess. But he missed that everybody was in on the scam, that everybody was going to get rich off the vaccines if they killed all other options like hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin. Because you can't get FDA's approval for an experimental vaccine for emergency use if there's any other therapeutic that does the job. And hydroxychloroquine and ivermectin, we now know through literally dozens, if not hundreds of studies all around the world, they do the job so effectively and so brilliantly, so wonderfully, so magically, so miraculously. And you add that with vitamin C, in particular, intravenous vitamin C. You add that to vitamin D3. You add that to zinc. And you add that to a Z-Pak antibiotic. And that's the answer for how we did not ever need to have hundreds of thousands of deaths from COVID. These poor people never had to die. So it really is mass murder, because they not only made sure that the vaccines made them billions while the vaccines did work and the vaccines did harm to your immune system, but they also made sure nobody believed in ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine, and they made sure nobody could get hydroxychloroquine or ivermectin. They badmouthed it to the point where doctors wouldn't prescribe it for fear of losing their licenses, and pharmacies would not fill the prescription even if a doctor did prescribe it for fear of losing their license, and therefore hundreds of thousands of people died who never had to die. Never had to die. I call that mass murder. I don't know what other way you could describe it. Somebody's got to be brought to justice for the mass murder. But I know one thing. President Trump had the best interests of America in mind. He thought he was saving millions of lives, and he thought he was bringing a great drug/vaccine to market, because he heard that from the medical experts who he had to trust and believe, because he knows business better than anyone in the world, but he doesn't know medicine. He's not a doctor. So I think, you know, that's the one thing he was ever fooled on, and it's a biggie. But I got him to admit in my interview today that he's very much against the vaccine mandate, very much against the mandate. And I told him, I heard an interview where he said once he's reelected, the very first thing he'll do is finish building the wall. And I said, you got to promise me you'll do two things at the same time. Finish building the wall and kill the vaccine mandate. And his response was, I will, but it's going to be long gone by that time. 2024 is 3 years from now. The vaccine mandate will be long gone. Well, I don't know about that. I don't know if it'll be long gone. I just want to make sure it's on the forefront of his mind. You've got to kill the vaccine mandate. Those who want to take it, take it. God bless you. Good luck. You're going to need it. Because my opinion is you're going to destroy your immune system, and you could wind up dead or disabled or damaged for the rest of your life. But if you want to take it, take it. But nobody can be forced to take the vaccine. So hopefully, long before 2024, as Trump said to me in our interview that will air this afternoon, as I said to Alex, if you want to hear the interview, just go to my radio show, either online or on your literally on your car phone. Check out Wade Allen Root's radio show on USA Radio Network or online. Go to usaradio.com at 6 o'clock Eastern, 5 o'clock Central, 3 o'clock Pacific, and click on Listen Live Now. You'll hear my interview for about 45 minutes with President Trump. It's my third interview in the last 9 months. I'm very proud of that. He loves coming on with me because he knows, you know, we're great friends. We appreciate each other. So check it out. And my website, rootforamerica.com. I'll have the TV version within 48 hours up on rootforamerica.com, and I'll give it to Alex Jones as well to put it on InfoWars, so you'll get to see it either there or at rootforamerica.com. They're telling me we're going out in about 10 seconds. I've got two more segments with you. I've got so much more to tell you about my interview with Trump and about what Democrats and liberals and communists are actually doing to the United States of America.
Sold out for months, X3 is now back in stock. Ladies and gentlemen, just like our information is game-changing, our products are game-changing, and so many people are deficient in iodine. It's not the soil anymore. Most of it, the ocean, is contaminated. But when you get high-quality triiodine, all three of the healthy types together, it does amazing things for your stamina, your libido, but most importantly, your immune system. So, X3, the only triiodine on the market, highest grade, is now exclusively available again at 50% off.
at InfoWarsStore.com. If you've not experienced clean, pure iodine and what it does for your body, it takes about 2 weeks to kick in on average. You really need to experience X3. Those of you that have tried it, used it, I know you're going to be reordering it. But particularly those that haven't ever tried the product, you need it. Because it's amazing what it does for your body. It's the good halogen, not the bad halogen. And it funds the InfoWar, a true 360 win. So again, X3, back in stock. 50% off for a limited time.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Wayne Root live with you, guest hosting for Alex Jones. Great, great, great man. And always an honor to be on his show. Thank you, Alex, for educating the American people and empowering the American people and keeping a lot of people alive and safe in a time where it seems like a lot of people want us dead. It sure seems like it. I have some different theories that maybe to present you that maybe others don't have. Let me start with a little self-promotion because my latest book is The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott book, and you can get it at Amazon or Barnes & Noble, and it's been the number one book in America several times since it came out in, when did it come out? I think September, last fall. But the point of the book is, it's got a listing in the back. There's 100 or so companies listed in the back where I give you the names, the phone number, the email address, the social media accounts, every single way to contact CEOs of 120 companies that, can I say this on the air, crap on conservatives. We make them rich and they treat us like garbage and they're ruining America and they're caving to the woke mob, and they're treating us like garbage and disregarding what we say while we buy most of their goods. So I went out and did a lot of research and hired a team of telemarketers to contact all of them, and I got their name, their phone number, their email, every way to contact them that nobody ever had before, and it's in the book. So it's an amazing resource guide. The reason I bring it up is the Canadian truckers. My book is, it makes the case that we got to boycott, and we got to disrupt, and we got to protest, and we got to strike against all the powers that be. We got to act like Dr. Martin Luther King taught the black people of America in the 1960s, that we've got to use the power we've got and the money that we spend to destroy all of our enemies before they destroy us. And it worked fantastically for Martin Luther King and black Americans. He did a great job. And, of course, he goes down as a legend and a hero and an icon. And we have Martin Luther King Day in the United States of America. And he gets celebrated right up there with who? George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, James Madison. It's amazing. He's got his own American holiday. Well, guess what? It's time for conservatives to emulate Martin Luther King. And so the greatest example of what I'm talking about is this Canadian trucker strike, or this Canadian trucker boycott, or this Canadian trucker convoy, and this Canadian trucker blockade. They are so fantastic. And they're inspiring others around the world to do the same. New Zealand joins Canada and Finland, and a trucker convoy in New Zealand blocks Parliament and demands an end to vaccines and mask mandates. That was the whole point of my book, The Great Patriot Protest and Boycott Book, is if you're going to get rid of vaccines and vaccine mandates and mask mandates and lockdowns, we're going to have to take over the country and block the roads to Washington, D.C. and the government, and block the roads to the Super Bowl. That's what they should be doing this Sunday. There should be a trucker convoy that blockades the Super Bowl. And if they can't or won't do that, and I wrote that column this weekend for my nationally syndicated column, if they can't or won't do what our neighbors are doing in Canada, then what they should do is drive in a convoy of 500,000 American truckers right into Washington, D.C., and surround Washington and lock it down. If you won't lock down the Super Bowl, which have gotten you the most press in the world, and I love the Super Bowl, despite the NFL players being morons and social justice fools who don't know what they're doing and supporting communist organizations and spitting in our faces and kneeling for the flag, I've loved football since I was a little boy. So I've loved football for 50 years. And I loved Roger Staubach when I was a kid growing up, and that gave me my love of NFL football and the Dallas Cowboys. And I just can't beat that, and I won't stop it. I love it. And I love betting on football. And those who don't know, I'm one of the biggest betting guys in the world. The media, before I ever got into politics, called me the king of Vegas sports gambling and America's odds maker. That's what I did before I got into politics. I was the number one odds maker and sports prognosticator in America. I was the network odds maker for CNBC. Then known as Financial News Network. And so I give out picks who's going to win against the point spread on American college and pro football games, and it's a very big business for me. As a matter of fact, let me mention that website. VegasWinners.com is my website. I'll have my Super Bowl pick there that literally hundreds or thousands of Americans will click, point and click, and buy my Super Bowl pick. It'll be up as of next few days. So go there every day, and you'll see it may come up on Thursday, may come up on Friday. And we know it'll come up on Friday for Sunday's game. So it may come up a little early, tomorrow or Thursday. I'm just very close to making that final pick. It's famous all over the country. I've won 27 out of 37 Super Bowls in my 37-year career as the top sports prognosticator in America and odds maker in America. VegasWinners.com is my sports website, and that's where my pick will be. But my point is, even though I'm a big bettor and I love the Super Bowl, I think that the truckers should blockade the Super Bowl to make a statement. And I think they should blockade Las Vegas to make a statement, just for a few hours. I don't want to destroy Las Vegas. I don't want to destroy the Super Bowl. But you'd make a statement if you just did it, like, all day Saturday before the big game. Maybe don't do it on Sunday. Do it on Saturday and make a statement that the national news media has to cover. But then get in a convoy and go to Washington, D.C. and really blockade permanently, I mean indefinitely, Washington, D.C. You know, every day that Congress is closed, we'll save money. It's good for the taxpayers. Every day Congress can't open their mouth and hot air can't come out is money that we've all saved. So I hope they blockade Washington, D.C. the same way that the Canadian truckers, our brothers up north, have blockaded Ottawa, which is their version of Washington, D.C. It's the capital of Canada, Ottawa. And they've blockaded it. There's the photos on the screen. They are so heroic in what they're doing. And it's going to end badly because the police are already arresting truckers. They're already stealing their gas. So that's freezing outside. At night, it's probably 20 below zero. And they've got no heat because they have no gas anymore because they took away their gas tanks. So it's going to end soon. It can't go on because they freeze to death, I guess. And there's going to be arrests. And God forbid there could even be violence. I pray and hope not, because if there is, then there's going to be a revolution in Canada. And that's what would happen in America. If you ever touch one of the truckers and hurt them or shoot them, I think you'd literally instigate a revolution in the United States of America. And that's why we need a trucker convoy. See, the truckers have so much more power than anybody ever understood. Out of all the groups in America, truckers might have more power than anyone except policemen. If tomorrow every policeman went on strike, we'd have Mad Max outside. We'd have the Purge outside. Everybody would get shot, robbed, and killed in the United States of America in a matter of minutes if they heard the police run strike. So that's how important police are. Well, truckers are as important as cops. And you go, how could that be? They're just a bunch of truckers. No, they're not. They're heroes. They transport all the goods to the supermarkets and to the restaurants and to the furniture stores and to everything we buy. If you buy china, you know, for your kitchen table, you got to buy it. A trucker brought it. If you, it doesn't matter what you buy. If you love sports, you buy footballs and baseballs at a sporting goods store. A trucker brought it. If you love barbecuing, a trucker brought the meat and a trucker brought the barbecue to Walmart or to Costco before you bought it. All those stores would be empty without the truckers. So all you liberal elitist morons out there that think, oh, those truckers are low class, they're losers, I don't care about them, they're unvaccinated, arrest them, fire them, you're going to starve to death. There will be no goods on any shelves in America without the truckers. You will starve to death. Every elitist liberal's life is in the hands of those dirty, unvaccinated truckers. You realize I'm saying that in quotations the way a liberal would say it. I love this Trump and who supports freedom and who's against the vaccine mandates. I love you guys. You're my heroes. But liberals think of them as dirty, diseased, low-class truckers. Without those truckers, all of you and all of your children will starve to death and America will cease to exist in a week or less. And we turn it to Mad Max, even with the police. So you better love your mother truckers. And I hope that what they're doing in Canada inspires American truckers to do the same thing, except instead of 57,000 18-wheelers, in America we'll have a million 18-wheelers, or 750,000, or a worst case, 500,000 18-wheelers that take over Washington, D.C., and every blue Democrat state capital. I guess we're on the way out. What's our timing here? We on the way? Oh, all right. We'll see you in a second. I'll be right back.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite. airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
All right, Wayne Ellerud back for my last segment. It always goes so fast on Alex Jones' show. For me, Wayne Ellerud is guest host. It's ridiculous. This is, I think, the fourth time that I've either guest hosted or been on for an hour with Alex. And each time I threatened that I was going to talk about Cloward Piven at Columbia University, and I ran out of time and never discussed it. It's going to take a whole hour for me to go through Cloward Piven. So that should inspire all my friends at Alex Jones to get Wayne Root back for an hour just to go over Cloward Piven that I learned at Columbia alongside my classmate, that communist son of a you-know-what, Barack Obama, who I think was sent to destroy this country and did it very slowly and very gradually when he was president for 8 years because he didn't want to be known as the guy who totally tipped over the economy and destroyed America. But now it's his third term. Obama's the president. Biden is not the president, in case you don't know that. Biden is a brain-dead puppet who doesn't know what day it is, what his name is, who his wife is. Jill probably changes his diapers in the White House basement and feeds him baby food and then puts him to bed and gives him his blankie. Biden doesn't know who the hell he is or where he is. Obama is the president as sure as I'm standing here. Obama is using Biden as the front guy. Obama is the ventriloquist, and Biden is the dummy. And Biden moves his mouth, and Obama's ideas come out of his mouth. That's the way it works, right? Move the mouth for the dummy, and Obama's the one who's the ventriloquist in the background. This is the third term. Make no mistake about it. third term of Barack Hussein Obama, and this time he can act as radical as he wants and destroy America quickly because, A, he's got a front dummy, Biden, who will take all the blame, so Obama won't go down in history as the first and only black president who also destroyed America. He's very careful about his image. Biden will go down in history as an old white man who destroyed America. So it won't be the fault of Obama. And B, he now knows, Obama, that you may get Trump again. So he's got to act fast. You know, I'm thrilled at the idea of Trump being president again in 2024, elected in 2025, taking over. But is America going to even exist by 2025? That's a very fair question. You know, America will exist, but will it exist as a communist nation? Will we all be banned and terminated and in prison and in re-education camp and our guns taken away and the borders open? So instead of 330 million Americans, there's 530 million Americans and 200 million new foreigners from all over the world that swamp us and destroy us. These are all fair questions. I don't know if we're going to be around by 2024 for Trump to get reelected or 2025 for Trump to be sworn in and serve. That's why Obama's moving quickly now. Let me mention again the Great Patriot Protest and Boycott book. It's my my new book, my latest book. I've got another one coming out soon, the Great Patriot Boycott book, but that's not out yet. That'll be the list of the 100-plus best corporations in America that conservatives should buy from because they love us and they're on our side and they're patriots. But this is the Great Patriot Protest and Boycott book, and these are the companies that are against us, and I make it easy for you to call them and attack them, just like the Canadian blockade and the Canadian trucker convoy, my mother truckers. They're using my philosophy of Dr. Martin Luther King, which is civil disobedience and strikes and boycotts and intimidation, right? That's what they're doing. Blockades can win us the battle to end the vaccine mandates and the mask mandates and the lockdowns and everything else these crazy people are trying. Let me read you just a couple things that came out in the last week that I wrote about in my most recent column that prove, in my opinion, that the vaccine is a disaster and a fraud and the biggest scam in world history and really just a money-making opportunity for Dr. Fauci and Big Pharma to all become billionaires, right? It's a get-rich-quick scheme. That's what this is. Is there depopulation involved? People like Gates and Klaus Schwab, undoubtedly, I'm sure there's some of that involved. Some of the crazy people at the top may believe in things like that, but I wasn't there when the plan was hatched. I don't know. What I know is it's a get-rich-quick scheme. So, first of all, it's worthless. More Israelis have been vaccinated percentage-wise than pretty much any nation on the planet Earth. Israel bought into this thing gigantic. This is science, folks. Nothing about this that's misleading. This is the very definition of science. Facts. Looking at facts. So Israel was the first nation in the world to jab all its citizens, and they're the most jabbed nation in the world. And at this point, Israel has jabbed one jab, two jabs, three jabs, four jabs, and headed for number five, the second booster. And right now, at this moment, Israel has more people sick per capita than any other nation in the world. More people are sick with COVID in Israel than any nation in the world per capita. How do you explain that if the vaccine works? How do you explain that about a little bit more than one half of 1% of everyone in Israel is getting sick with COVID every day? One half of 1% of the entire population of Israel, you heard me right, get sick every day with COVID. And at this moment in time, more people are sick with COVID than at the height of spring 2020 when COVID first came out and there was no vaccine. How do you explain that? But the way that I think Dr. Fauci would explain it is he'd say, well, Wayne, okay, we said you couldn't get COVID if you got the vaccine, and that was wrong. And we said you wouldn't have to wear a mask anymore if you got the vaccine, and that was wrong, right? And we said you couldn't spread COVID if you got the vaccine, and that's wrong. But I will tell you what's right. At least you don't get severe illness with the COVID vaccine. You will not get bad COVID. You will not be hospitalized. You will not die. We're preventing that. Well, Dr. Fauci, you're a liar and a fraud, and ergo, you're a mass murderer because you've lied about everything. It's all a scam. It's a get-rich-quick scheme. And so Israel leads the world in COVID death. Yes, the most vaccinated nation in the world leads the world in COVID death rate per capita. Again, Israel, much smaller country than America or China or Russia or Mexico or India. But based on its size per capita, more people are dying in Israel than India or China or America or Russia or UK or any other nation in the world. So if they're the most vaccinated nation in the world, and they have the most people with COVID in the world, and they have the most people hospitalized in the world, and the 80% of the hospitalized are vaccinated, by the way, in Israel, and they have the most people dead in the world, what exactly is the vaccine accomplished? And do germs change when they fly over a border? So if I have stats from every country in the world, UK, Scotland, Germany, Spain, Israel, they all show the same thing. Almost everybody sick is vaccinated with COVID. Almost everybody hospitalized with COVID is vaccinated. Almost everybody who's dying of COVID is vaccinated. If that's the case, how come in America they keep claiming that it's all unvaccinated people in the hospital? And the answer is they changed the definition in America of what vaccinated means. Are you aware of this? Put me back on the screen, boys and girls, at Alex Jones. I want people to look in my eyes as I explain this story to them. So get me back up there. There we go. So here's the definition in America, as determined by Fauci and the CDC, of what unvaccinated means. They know that the very moment you get the vaccine for the next 14 days is when it's the death period. You're either going to get COVID and die, or get COVID and be seriously ill, or you're going to die from the vaccine, or you're going to get very ill from the vaccine during a 14-day period right after you get vaccinated. So guess what their definition of vaccinated versus unvaccinated is. For 14 days after you get the second vaccine, you count as unvaccinated. That's how they're able to say everybody dying, everybody sick is unvaccinated. Well, in Israel, they're all vaccinated and they're sick and they're dying. And in Germany, they're vaccinated and they're sick and they're dying. And in England, they're vaccinated and they're sick and they're dying. How do you explain only in America does the germ act differently? Because the definition is for a month after your first vaccine, you count as unvaccinated. And if you died during that month, you died unvaccinated. If you're hospitalized, you're hospitalized unvaccinated. If you get COVID, even if it's mild, they say you were unvaccinated when you got COVID. Then after the second vaccine, 14-day window where you're unvaccinated. And then I'm guessing after the booster, the third shot, it's another 14 days where they count you as unvaccinated. That's what I've been guessing. And I think I guessed right, because guess what? In other countries around the world, I just found out that's exactly what they do. In Canada, in Germany, in Israel, even after the booster, you count as unvaccinated. So if you die after the first shot for a month, if you die after the second shot for 2 weeks, and if you die after the booster for 2 weeks, at those very moments where they know the die-off will happen, they count you as unvaccinated, which is how this is a pandemic of the vaccinated death. But they're calling it a pandemic of the unvaccinated because they count all of the vaccinated people as unvaccinated. That's the scam. Everybody's getting rich, but you and me. Everybody's getting sick. Thank God, hopefully, not you and me, because we understand the scam. I hear in my ear, my time is up. Please get me back quickly, because I wanted to take a whole hour and tell you about Cloward Piven and how what I learned at Columbia is exactly what's happening in America today. It's a communist takeover of the United States. It's a takedown of the American economy. It's a destruction of capitalism. Wayne Allen Root, RootForAmerica.com and VegasWinners.com. God bless you.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.